Welcome back to Unzip, the podcast where we break down the latest AI and machine learning research into insights you can actually use. I'm Skylar. And before we dive in, a quick thanks to our sponsor, Limitless AI, for making this show possible. Today, we're unpacking five fascinating papers that touch on everything from training efficiency to poetry generation to safety concerns that should keep you up at night. Let's get into it. First up, we have Co-Evolving Policy Distillation from Naibin Nguyen team. This paper tackles a really fundamental problem in post-training. How do you combine multiple expert models into one without losing their specialized capabilities? Think about it. You might have one model that's great at coding, another that excels at reasoning, and a third that's amazing at creative writing. The obvious approach is to either train them all together, which they call mixed RLVR, or train them separately and then distill them into one model using OPD or offline policy distillation. But here's the catch. Both approaches have serious flaws. Mixed training suffers from what they call intercapability divergence cost. Basically, the different skills interfere with each other during training. The separate training approach avoids that interference, but creates huge behavioral gaps between the teacher models and the student. So you can't effectively transfer all that knowledge. Their solution is co-evolving policy distillation, where they simultaneously train multiple expert policies while distilling them into a unified model. The key insight is that by evolving both the teachers and student together, you can maintain the specialized capabilities while bridging those behavioral gaps. For practitioners, this could be huge. Imagine being able to create truly multi-skilled models without the usual trade-offs. The results show significant improvements in capability retention compared to existing methods. And honestly, this could change how we think about multitask model training entirely. Next, let's talk about something completely different but equally fascinating: instruction-guided poetry generation in Arabic and its dialects. Abdulrahman Sadallah and colleagues are addressing a gap that's both cultural and technical. Poetry is absolutely central to Arabic culture. It's been the primary form of artistic expression for centuries. But here's the thing. Existing LLM research on Arabic poetry has focused almost entirely on analysis tasks like figuring out rhyme schemes or predicting titles. Nobody was really tackling the creative generation side, especially with the controllable precision that modern applications demand. What makes this particularly challenging is that Arabic has numerous dialects, each with distinct poetic traditions and linguistic nuances. Their approach introduces controllable generation capabilities that can handle not just modern standard Arabic, but multiple Arabic dialects as well. They've built systems that can generate poetry based on specific instructions about style, meter, theme, and dialect. The practical implications here extend way beyond just poetry. This work advances our understanding of how to build culturally aware LLMs that can handle linguistic diversity within a single language family. For anyone working on multilingual or culturally specific AI applications, the techniques they've developed for handling dialectical variations and cultural context could be incredibly valuable. Plus, they're contributing to the preservation and continuation of a major cultural art form through technology, which is pretty remarkable. Our third paper, Efficient Training on Multiple Consumer GPUs with Roundpipe, hits on a problem that probably keeps many of you awake at night: how to actually train large models when you don't have access to enterprise-grade hardware. Yibin Luo and team are tackling the reality that most of us are working with consumer GPUs connected by relatively slow PCIe connections, not the high-speed interconnects you'd find in a data center. Pipeline parallelism with CPU offloading has emerged as a promising solution because it reduces communication overhead. But existing pipeline schedules hit what they call the weight binding issue. Essentially, if you have uneven model stages, like a particularly large language modeling head, the entire pipeline gets bottlenecked by whatever GPU is handling the largest stage. Their solution, Roundpipe, is elegantly simple but effective. Instead of binding specific model stages to specific GPUs, they use a round-robin scheduling approach that distributes the computational load more evenly across available hardware. The key innovation is in how they handle the scheduling and memory management to avoid the traditional bottlenecks. For practitioners working with limited hardware, this could be transformative. They're showing significant improvements in throughput compared to existing pipeline parallelism methods. And the approach is designed specifically for the hardware constraints most of us actually face. If you're trying to fine-tune large models on consumer hardware, this paper should definitely be on your writing list. Fourth paper, Interact Webbench, from Chiao Wang and colleagues, addresses something that's becoming increasingly relevant as coding agents become more sophisticated. The paper focuses on multimodal agents that can generate entire websites. But here's the crucial insight. Existing benchmarks make really idealized assumptions about the input quality and execution environment. In reality, you're dealing with ambiguous, low-quality instructions from non-expert users who might say something like, "make it look professional," without any specific guidance about what that means. The semantic misalignment between what users ask for and what they actually want creates a massive challenge that current benchmarks completely ignore. What's really interesting is how they frame this as an escape from blind execution. Instead of just running code and hoping for the best, the agents need to understand context, ask clarifying questions, and iterate based on visual feedback. Their benchmark introduces realistic constraints like unclear requirements, incomplete specifications, and the need for interactive refinement. The results show that even state-of-the-art multimodal models struggle significantly when faced with these realistic conditions. For anyone building coding agents or automated development tools, this research highlights the gap between laboratory performance and real-world deployment. It's not enough to generate syntactically correct code. Your agents need to handle the ambiguity and iterative nature of actual development workflows. This benchmark could become essential for evaluating and improving practical coding assistance systems. Finally, we have Safety Drift After Fine-Tuning from Eman Bilal Khan and team. And honestly, this paper should be required reading for anyone deploying fine-tuned models in production. The research challenges a fundamental assumption that most of us probably make, that if a foundation model is safe, fine-tuned versions will maintain those safety properties. They tested this assumption by analyzing 100 models, including widely deployed fine-tunes in medical and legal domains, alongside controlled experiments with open foundation models. The results are genuinely concerning. They found consistent evidence of safety drift across both general purpose and domain-specific safety benchmarks. Models that were safe before fine-tuning showed degraded safety behavior after domain adaptation, even when the fine-tuning data itself seemed innocuous. What's particularly troubling is that this happens with standard fine-tuning procedures that most practitioners use routinely. The implications for high-stakes domains like healthcare and legal applications are enormous. You might think you're deploying a safe model because the foundation model passed safety evaluations, but the fine-tuning process itself can introduce safety vulnerabilities. For practitioners, this means safety evaluation can't be a one-time thing during base model development. It needs to be integrated throughout the entire adaptation pipeline. The paper also raises important questions about current safety evaluation practices and whether we need entirely new frameworks for assessing fine-tuned model safety. This isn't just an academic concern. It's a practical issue that affects anyone deploying customized models in sensitive applications. That wraps up today's episode of Unzip. Thanks again to Limitless AI for sponsoring the show and helping us bring you these breakdowns of cutting-edge research. You'll find links to all five papers in the show notes. And if you found this useful, make sure to subscribe so you don't miss future episodes. Until next time, keep learning and keep building.